Literary hyperlinks, hotlink cultural studies. You are what you read. Although the 18th century saw an expansion of the reading public, this expansion was on a very limited scale. Book sales during the period indicate that the number of people who actually bought books was still no more than 100,000 out of a population of around 6 million. But why was the number of readers so small? The non-reading public. The first problem was widespread illiteracy. In the 18th century, there was still a huge number of people, especially among the poorer classes, who could neither read nor write. The situation was worse in the country than in urban areas. There was no real public education system yet, and the few schools which did exist provided the poor with only a very basic understanding of the principles of reading and writing. Education for the poor was in any case regarded by many to be undesirable, since it might make them dissatisfied with their lowly position in society. Poor children in the towns had little opportunity to study, since from the age of 5 they were used as industrial laborers. All this meant that it was extremely difficult for members of the laboring classes to learn to read and write, unless they were employed as domestic servants in upper and middle class homes. The luxury of reading. The second factor was economic. Even if they could read, most people still found books too expensive. But between the rich minority and the poor majority, an intermediate class was beginning to emerge, made up of shopkeepers, tradesmen, and successful farmers. These people probably had some extra money that they could spend on books, and they no doubt represent the most significant group of new readers. It is also significant that novels were more affordably priced than the heroic romances enjoyed by the upper classes, and were often published in series of small volumes. This was still too expensive for most people. Fielding's Tom Jones cost like a laborer's weekly wage, but it did help to create a market for fiction that hadn't previously existed. The rise of journalism and the role of newspapers. The rise of newspapers in the early 18th century is of particular significance, not only in economic terms, but also because it gave a clear indication of emerging middle-class tastes and sensibilities. The first newspaper editors, Joseph Addison and Richard Steele, were themselves from the upper classes, but they supported and helped to form the middle-class worldview. Women as ideal readers. Another important factor in the changing composition of the reading public was free time. The social group who generally spent all day at home and didn't work were middle-class women. What interested this new female readership was a brief escape from the prison of domesticity, and that was best provided by the novel.